All right, my guest this afternoon is Cara Hoffman. I hope she's there. Hello, Cara.
Hi there.
Oh, there you are, nice and clear. Clear as a bell. Welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM to you. Now, you're a member, director of the Independent Connected Audiology Network, or, well, it's called ICANN. Can you tell us first of all about ICANN and about the vision as well of this non-profit organisation?
Yeah, so ICANN stands for the Independent Connected Audiology Network, which represents, at the moment, almost 200 practices, audiology practices around South Africa. It's a non-profit company, so the intention is to educate the public on how to make the right decisions for them on which hearing healthcare professional to see.
All right, now, what exactly do audiologists, for somebody who's been living on Mars or the moon, and acousticians do? Just give us a brief overview of what you do.
So an audiologist is a qualified hearing healthcare professional who has studied for 4 years and completed a one-year period of community service in a state hospital in South Africa. And an audiologist is qualified to assess and diagnose hearing loss in all age groups, so from birth to geriatric, as well as assessing and managing balance disturbances and abnormal hearing disturbances like tinnitus, misophonia, autophony, etc., as well as challenges in the processing of auditory information. So for children who are school-going age, having difficulty following instructions, hearing in background noise, and we help them to learn to process information better. So that's an audiologist's role, and an acoustician is a qualified hearing healthcare professional who's qualified to assess and diagnose hearing loss in adults, anyone over the age of 12 years old up into adulthood.
All right, now, I understand from our discussions I've had with colleagues of yours that ICANN represents an independent model of practice that it kind of differs from franchise groups of retail stores selling hearing aids. Can you tell me more about why somebody might choose to see one of your independent members?
Right. So there are a number of emerging different models of offering hearing healthcare to the public. And an independent audiologist is someone who is not bound by any commercial input from a manufacturer. So an independent audiologist is someone that can select from a range of technologies and manufacturers for any kind of hearing disturbance, whereas someone in a retail model may be limited with the types of devices as well as the range of devices that they can offer. Generally, an independent audiologist is someone that is going to focus on the diagnostics as well as the services of improving a person's hearing, because what we know from hearing loss and managing hearing loss is that the widget or the device is a method or a transport methodology of improving access to sound, but it's not that we hear through our ears, we hear with our brain. And so an audiologist that is in an independent practice will generally spend quite a lot of time with our patients in approaching their rehabilitation, their improvement in communication, the strategies, all that type of services that are offered outside of just selling or fitting a hearing aid. And that's the other thing, is that the terminology is quite important to make note of, because an independent audiologist is likely to prescribe a hearing device, whereas when you're going into the retail space, they will sell a hearing aid. And the two are very different. And so the main methodology is that in a shop, that's what's going to happen. You're going to shop.
All right.
You're going
okay.
to sell something and buy something.
All right. Now, we see a lot of adverts online, especially hearing tests and over-the-counter hearing aids. Not a good thing. I think that's what you're going to tell me. What should people know about these?
Well, just like with when you go and buy a pair of glasses at a pharmacy, if you haven't had your eyes tested and you get a set of glasses that are too strong or too weak, they're not going to do the job that you want them to do. Whereas if you have your eyes tested by an optometrist and they give you prescription lenses that are exactly accurate to your eyesight problem, that is going to be helping you to hear better, to see better, and to process information visually better. The same thing with hearing. We don't know what we're not hearing. It might sound better with an over-the-counter hearing aid that has a sort of blanket amount of sound coming through, but it hasn't been customized for that person's hearing loss. It is a one-size-fits-all, and for what we know about hearing loss is that it's never the same from one person to the next. So we do run the risk of either under-amplifying a person's hearing or over-amplifying a person's hearing. And if we over-amplify, we can run the risk of causing further damage.
All right, Cara, you are very knowledgeable. If I have problems with my hearing, I'm definitely going to come and see you without a shadow of a doubt. Can you give me three good reasons, just to wrap things up, why someone should go to an audiologist instead of just buying that hearing aid online or over the counter?
One is to ensure that your hearing has been properly evaluated. So before you do anything, go and get your hearing status diagnostically evaluated so that you know exactly what you can and cannot hear. Secondly, is I would always recommend, and this is something that you can't do in the shop, is when you see an independent audiologist, they will be able to offer a variety of options for you to try in your own environment before you commit to the purchase of that device. And the third thing, and it's most important, is that everyone is unique and your hearing is unique as well. And so it needs individual attention.
Cara, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us today right here on 88FM.
My pleasure. It's been lovely to be on here. If anyone out there is looking for an independent audiologist or acoustician, they can have a look at the website, which is www.independentaudiologists.co.za. There's a lovely chat function on the website. You can undergo a couple of screening options, looking at your cognition, looking at your processing, looking at tinnitus, balance, and hearing. And we will find an audiologist or an acoustician in your area that will be able to help you.
Super. Enjoy the rest of your day, won't you?
And you too, Mr. Dave.
Thank you so much.